Financial aid for trade school. There are a few different ways to get financial aid for trade school, including scholarships, government grants, and student loans. This article also includes information about the Workforce Investment Act and the GI Bill. Types of financial aid for trade school. The three major types of financial aid available for trade school programs are government grants, scholarships, and private or government loans. This section contains general information about each type. Government grants. Thought of as gift aid because the money is free and doesn't require repayment. Grants are generally based on need and not scholarship. Workforce Development Grant. Applied for through your state. Awards up to $7,500 per year. Blue Ribbon Grant. Designed to recognize and assist veterans, active duty military personnel, and other related individuals. Awards up to $15,000 per year. Scholarships. Scholarships are normally given to students with high academic test scores and outstanding ability in their chosen field. Most scholarships require the student to remain in good academic standing. Student loans. Student loans require reimbursement, and the interest rate varies depending if the loan is privately or federally funded. Getting financial aid for trade school. You get financial aid from your school. Trade schools and colleges normally have their own aid, which can be applied for in scholarship, grant, or loan form. There are also state and federal government funds awarded to students who need help with tuition. Don't be shy. Just talk to your potential school about your financial aid options. An admissions representative or financial aid advisor will be able to help you. Private schools can have great financial aid programs, so don't be discouraged right away by the price of any particular program. These funds are available both on need and accomplishment basis. Visit each of your potential school's websites and look for their price calculator. Most schools have them. For an accurate estimation, you may need your tax documents to complete the calculations. Where to start? FAFSA. You have to start off by applying for the FAFSA. Visit the link. Applying for the FAFSA can be done online or via ground mail. The FAFSA is a time-consuming process, but your potential school's financial advisor will be able to help you make this process more efficient. The sooner your application is submitted, the more aid you may receive. Important: fill the FAFSA first. Before applying for any other grants or scholarships, apply for the FAFSA. All potential awards are based on your FAFSA form. Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act. Read into the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Adults and Dislocated Workers Program. Funds are often available for vocational school and other career training programs. These funds are offered at the state level and are used to help train individuals for new vocations when they are unable to get a job in their current industry with their current skills. For information about Workforce Innovation and Opportunity, visit an American Job Center. Locations and phone numbers for American Job Centers can be found through America's Service Locator. The GI Bill. The GI Bill can be used for associates through advanced degrees, non-degree programs such as trade school, apprenticeships, work-study programs, and more. Make sure the school you plan on attending accepts your GI Bill benefits before you apply. Talk to someone in the admissions office, and they'll be able to answer your questions.